Trump may order massive attack on Iran bigger than ever before as U.S. weighs next move. By Joshua Klein on July 23, 2026. President Donald Trump said Thursday that he is close to deciding whether to order a massive attack on Iran bigger than ever before. As the United States expands its military campaign against the Islamic Republic, reinforces its force posture across the region, and warns Tehran that further escalation will bring increasingly severe consequences. I am considering a massive attack. Bigger than ever before. I am close to making a decision. We are all set for it, Trump told Axios, describing a potential operation that the outlet reported would exceed the scale of Operation Epic Fury, the U.S. campaign that began alongside Israel earlier this year. Trump's remarks came as the United States entered its second week of intensified military operations against Iran following attacks on commercial shipping and continued regional escalation. CENTCOM has maintained sustained pressure on Iranian military infrastructure while the Pentagon has reinforced U.S. capabilities in the region, underscoring the administration's ability to broaden the campaign should Trump ultimately authorize a larger operation. The president said Iran has expressed interest in negotiations but has yet to reach the point where it is prepared to accept Washington's terms, telling Axios the regime hasn't received enough pain yet. Trump added that Israel would join a new round of strikes in 2 minutes if he requested its participation while emphasizing that the United States does not require additional military assistance to carry out a broader operation. Trump also stressed that he has not yet made a final decision. Two U.S. officials told Axios that no new military orders have been issued and that the president has not yet directed the Pentagon to begin preparations for an expanded offensive. Earlier Thursday, Trump warned Iran would be held directly responsible if Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels continue attacking commercial shipping after the group targeted two Saudi vessels in the Red Sea the previous night. A year ago, the United States of America attacked, very powerfully, the Houthis, for their interference with commerce and trade, by shooting at ships, Trump wrote Thursday morning on Truth Social. Since that time, and during our conflict with Iran, they have acted very responsibly. Unfortunately, now they are starting up again, shooting at two Saudi Arabian ships last night, Trump continued. Please let this truth serve to represent that if they do this again, the U.S. will hold Iran responsible, in that the Houthis are a surrogate and or proxy of Iran, and major military punishment will be inflicted upon Iran and, of course, the Houthis, themselves. Later Thursday evening, Trump expanded on that warning in a second Truth Social post, declaring that any and all damages done to ships, cargo, or anything related thereto would be paid for using Iranian funds under U.S. control. These damages may be very substantial but, nevertheless, this is the fair and equitable thing to do, Trump wrote. The administration has paired its military campaign with increasingly forceful public messaging. On Thursday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio declared that the president's policy is ahead for an eye, after Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi warned a day earlier that Tehran would pursue an eye for an eye approach as tensions continue to escalate. Rubio also said Iran was paying the price for repeatedly backing away from negotiated understandings and argued the Houthis had been snookered into broadening the conflict on Tehran's behalf. Diplomatic contacts nevertheless remain active. Trump said Iran wants to negotiate but maintained the regime has not yet accepted the latest U.S. proposal. Regional sources familiar with mediation efforts similarly told Axios that Iranian leaders have yet to agree to the framework currently under discussion. Araghchi, meanwhile, blamed Washington for the impasse, describing the U.S. negotiating approach as irrational, excessive, and domineering, while insisting meaningful progress would remain impossible unless the United States changes course. The prospect of a wider conflict has also prompted increased vigilance in Israel. Defense Minister Israel Katz said Thursday that the country is prepared for every possibility and warned that if Iran attacks Israel, it would suffer a crushing blow. Israeli officials also continued high-level security consultations as the government monitored the possibility of further U.S. military action. Asked about Israel's potential role in any expanded operation, Trump reiterated that the United States could act independently while expressing confidence in his relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Relations with Bibi are very good, Trump said. I would meet with him if he is here. While Trump insisted no final decision has been made, his remarks, combined with the continued U.S. military buildup, sustained strike campaign, increasingly forceful warnings from senior administration officials, and fresh threats directed at Iran over Houthi attacks, underscore that the White House continues preparing for the possibility of a significantly broader confrontation if diplomacy fails. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.